everyone, and welcome to the Pondering Stepmom podcast. My name is Michelle, and I am your host today. Thanks very much for tuning in. And today we're going to do something a little bit different, a little bit lighter. I just wanted to check in with stepmoms and find out what kind of resources they're going to in their time of need. You know, are they reading blogs? Are they subscribing to a magazine? Are they listening to podcasts? And if so, share. So I was recently a guest on a podcast, and the interviewer asked me why I started the Pondering Stepmom podcast. And my answer was pretty simple. I mean, when I first became a stepmom, back in like 2011, there were very few resources that I could find personally on the internet. Nothing compared to what it is today. There is so much stepmom content out there, which is amazing. But back, you know, in the day there, I had trouble finding stuff. I mean, there were a few magazines, and one of them you had to pay just to read the articles. And I remember being really desperate and really like wanting to read the articles, but really not being able to afford to pay for that. And I mean, I found a few things, a few articles that were helpful on the internet, but in the end, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to start my own blog and I'm going to write about being a stepmom. And then that led to the podcast. And yeah, so here I am today. And I have to say, like, since I first started, it's been amazing to see all these other stepmoms come up with pages and groups and retreats, and some of them do coaching, and it's super awesome. And I totally wish that they had been around back when I was first pulling my hair out as a stepmom. But you know what? The community has grown, and I feel really happy to be a part of it. And let's get to the question I posted, which was stepmoms. What stepmom resources, blogs, podcasts, coaching, retreats, therapy, etc., have helped you the most on your stepmom journey so far? Please explain what specific challenges these resources have been the most useful for, and which ones would you recommend to other stepmoms? All right. So first comment I'm going to read is from Good Stepmother. Thank you very much. She says, therapy. I've yet to check out podcasts, but a few pages on Instagram have been encouraging. All right. Good to know. Thank you. I'm hoping you'll check out this podcast. Melissa says, podcasts, blogs, Instagram pages, and regular therapy appointments. All right. Another stepmom who's utilizing therapy. That's cool. Okay. And Georgina says, In the Blend podcast with Laura Jenkins. I have not heard of that one. I'm going to have to look that up. In the Blend podcast with Laura Jenkins. Cool. I will check it out. I encourage you guys to do so as well. Let's see. Joya says, so many podcasts and books, but I recently took over at Stepmoms DMV, which is based in DC, Maryland, and Virginia, which is a meetup group. We have been meeting virtually once a month and had our first in-person brunch last week. It's amazing when you meet some women that definitely get it. We meet and chat and hold space for each other. That's awesome. That is really cool. I wish that I had that. Maybe I should check it out and join. It's at Stepmoms DMV. There's an underscore between Stepmoms and DMV. That's amazing. Okay, and I'm going to move on to an anonymous comment I got. And the stepmom says, my husband's ex is a very high conflict woman. I read the Parallel Parenting book and it changed my life. Okay, thank you for that. And I'm going to quickly look that up here right now. The Parallel Parenting. I see the Parallel Parenting Solution. Eliminate conflict with your ex, create the life you want, by Carl Knickerbocker and Joe Scalora, looks like. Looks like it's available on Audible. That's cool. Also, as I'm scrolling along here, I see there's another book called Parallel Parenting, The Only Way to Co-Parent with a Narcissist, Managing a Counterparent, Setting Boundaries, and Protecting Your Child from Parental Alienation by Wendy Carter. Wow, that looks like a good one too. Looks like it's in paperback or Kindle. Wow, that's cool. I'm kind of going down the rabbit hole here on Amazon. But let me get back to the comments. I have a comment here from Laura. Thank you, Laura. She says, at Jamie Scrimgeour helps me not feel guilty for the very real, normal, negative feelings that I have. Okay, yes, I have heard of her. I believe I also follow her. And I hope I'm not butchering her name. It's at Jamie Scrimgeour. And I'm pretty sure she's on Instagram. And I think she has a podcast. I don't know if I've ever listened to it, but she seems like a really popular resource. And I think she's also Canadian like me, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. All right. I am now going to go through some of my choices for resources that I like. I'm going to start with Stepmom Goals. She is on Instagram. She says that she is helping millennial stepmoms to prioritize self-care. I am not a millennial stepmom. I am a Gen X stepmom, but I know there are a lot of millennial stepmoms. So that's cool. She's on Instagram. She's probably got a website. I don't know if she does coaching. She does stepmom affirmations, so you should check her out. Also, I discovered Blooming Stepmom, who I follow on Instagram. And she says her goal is empowering stepmoms to thrive, navigating resentment, and helping you find peace in blended family life. And her website is bloominstepmom.com. I really enjoy her Instagram and her posts. She's very, very positive, which I love. Another one I really love is Kristen Skiles. She does the stepmomming. You can find her on Facebook and Instagram. She's a personal coach. You can go to stepmomming.com, stop letting step all over you. And she also has the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast. I really enjoy her. She does a lot of good stuff about childless stepmoms and just like trying to get rid of resentment, what it feels like to be the third wheel in your household, just all kinds of stuff that all of us go through. There's also Stepmom Evolution, who I follow. She's a stepmom coach and mentor. She has goals for healing, empowerment, and guidance for stepmoms. She has courses, coaching, a community. Not just a stepmom is one of her mantras, because we are not just stepmoms. We have other stuff going on. And you can find her at The Feminine Evolution as well, looks like. Blended Family Frap. I love this page. I love, love, love this page. She has a website called blendedfamilyfrap.com, and she's got some really great posts on Instagram. I think she has a Facebook, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I love her stuff. It's spot on. It's often very funny and sarcastic, and she just totally gets it. I love her. Okay. Also, Step Family Magazine, which I used to do some writing for. So I definitely want to promote this resource. It's www.stepfamilymagazine.com. They have a community. I think they also offer coaching and articles. So they're a really great resource as well. Also, The Worthy Stepmom. She's a personal coach. She is a certified stepmom coach. She has a private community and she's helping stepmoms navigate and overcome challenges of the role. You can join her at her website. You can follow her at The Worthy Stepmom. And then another stepmom page on Instagram that I have recently discovered is Heal Stepmom Burnout. She's an author. She is a stepmom and author of the You Can Heal Stepmom Burnout. Her goal is to help stepmoms find the success and happiness they deserve. I really enjoy her page. It's very positive. And those are just a few of the stepmom pages that I also follow. I haven't gotten into very many step parenting podcasts. I'm going to check out the one that was recommended pretty soon here. Oh, I can't forget though. The Step Monster podcast, I believe it is one that I truly, truly love. Let me see. Step Monster podcast. There it is. Yeah. They are on Apple, I believe, and also Spotify. It's Stepmoms Bailey and Elise. And I have been listening to their episodes. I think I binged a bunch of their episodes one week. They're really, really good. They're two friends who were bonded together by the blended family life. And I love their episodes. They're really funny, they're really real. I just love listening to them. So I can't forget about them, the Step Monster podcast. Check them out. All right. So I did not get any more comments other than that, but I appreciate the feedback that I got, and I definitely want to support and promote other stepmoms and what they're doing out there. Obviously, I want people to listen to my podcast too, but this is about a community and sharing and networking, and I would like to create a community of, empowerment and positivity and, knowledge is power and experience is power, but a lot of the time we jump into these roles of being a step parent and we don't know. You don't know until you know, and it's hard. So a guidebook is really useful. And in looking here, I've searched it up on Amazon. I see the one I was just talking about, by Veronica Grace Andrews, You Can Heal Stepmom Burnout. That one looks really good. I see Building Love Together in Blended Families, The Five Love Languages and Becoming Step Family Smart by Gary Chapman and Ron L. Deal. The Stepmoms Club is another one. How to Be a Stepmom Without Losing Your Money, Your Mind, and Your Marriage by Kendall Rose. That one looks good too. There's actually a lot. Oh, here is Step Monster by Wednesday Martin. I actually did read this one. Oh, here's a good one. The Single Girl's Guide to Marrying a Man, His Kids, and His Ex-Wife. Becoming a Stepmother with Humor and Grace. That one looks really good too. So there are stepmom resources out here. There's the Step Parent Trap, Eliminating Expectations and Embracing Relationships. There's No Drama, Bonus Mama, the guidebook for non-wicked stepmothers. I love that. There's a lot. There's Waiting to Be Wanted. A Stepmom's Guide to Loving Before Being Loved. That one I'm very interested in. That's by Cheryl Shumaki. That one looks good. have been thinking about writing my own book, and I just need to get the time to sit down and do it and start. I know that there are also some books geared towards children. There's a six-book series by Colleen Lemaire called I Have a Stepmom. And there's, I think, six books in the series, and that one is for, kids to read. Just Between Us, Stepmom and Daughter Journal, Creative Communication Between Kids and Step Parents. That's really cool. There's a lot. There's some journals, there's a couple kids' books. Just looking on Amazon here, this is pretty cool. So yeah, I think I'm gonna start my book this year and join the club of amazing stepmoms who are putting content out, trying to help with the step family phenomenon. I mean, there are more step parents than than I think there ever have been. So I think it's important to have all these resources. So yeah, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, a book, a podcast, articles, blogs, there are plenty of resources out there nowadays for stepmoms. And yeah, I hope you check out my publication over at Medium called I Stepmother, and of course at the Pondering Nook where I have my blogs, and of course here at the Pondering Stepmom podcast, where I absolutely would love for you to tune in. All right, well, thank you. And I will be back next week with another topic. So, wherever you may be, have a lovely morning, afternoon, or evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.